With all of that going on and with that epiphany that happens, usually the big question after something like that it happens in somebody's life is, what do you do first?
I'll have what she's having.
Welcome to another edition of
Chitone's Confidence Podcast.
Welcome back to the show. I am girl dad turned therapist turned women's confidence and empowerment coach, Tony Dufresne. This is She Talks Confidence. This week I have another amazing guest. It's Erin Conrath. And the one thing I was going to say before the show, but I didn't because I wanted to save it for the show, was what's the deal with photographers? Photographers I've talked to have this next level understanding of things. What is it about? First of all, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to get into your origin story, but what's the deal with photographers? You guys, you have this like mystery power or something?
I think we all have a superpower, and I love that you noticed that. I think that photographers have a way of being able, that their superpower is being able to see like in between moments, right? They see the extraordinary and the ordinary. I think that they are extremely in tune with moments, emotion, and light. They capture that to tell other people's stories. The best and most interesting photographers are out to tell other people's stories.
You have this acute level of awareness and level of empathy and understanding of other people's realities to be able to invite yourself into that world and then get them to accept it and embrace it and then get that in photography. That's just incredible. I just love that. So your story, it's action and attitude and, of course, intuitive decision making. And like we talked about at the beginning of the show, and like I've talked about ad nauseum on my show and with all my clients, women's intuition is the most powerful force I have ever seen, ever. And the second that all you guys get it, embrace it, and collectively, you will run the world. It's just, it's so incredibly powerful. So can you go through your journey of discovery through that and how you came about building your foundation on action and attitude and intuition?
Yes. And I love that you picked these buzzword words from me, not even knowing me, just from my short paragraph of introduction to you, because those three things are exactly where I've gotten myself to where I am now. And these three things are where I aspire to be in my 5-year plan. From looking back, like from the very moment when I made one major decision in my life, and it's been like a domino fall of all positive things with some really rocky roads along the way. But I hit a really rock bottom in my life.
How old were you at the time?
I was 26. I was working like almost 80 hours a week. And I realized that I was in love with my husband, but I couldn't let him know. He didn't know, and I couldn't tell him. I did have a spiritual experience where I was in and out of a state of consciousness. And when you're falling asleep, you're still awake.
Yeah, the lucid state. Yeah.
Yes. And I yelled out, "Help me." And right then there was an electrical surge in my apartment. And right when that electrical surge happened, I felt the most loving and greatest hug on my chest. And I started crying and I said, "Thank you." From that moment on, I got up, I wrote it all down in my journal, and I said, "I'm moving." I packed up my things. I moved to San Francisco. But within a year of me making that decision, I was married to my husband. From that moment on, like I said, just domino effect of taking action, intuitive decision making. I said, "I have to get out of here. I have to make a change." And I just did it. Fast forward to me having 4 kids in 5.5 years, which is another action and intuitive decision making.
Yeah, you could say that.
And it was all planned. I just wanted it and I wanted to do it quickly. And I just did it. And it was hell while I was going through it. But I got to the, it was wonderful, of course, also along the way, but it was a lot. I started taking pictures to just have a creative outlet, give myself something. I learned how to shoot on manual, and I would practice with them every single day. which brought me to my next plan of action and intuitive decision making. Went out to dinner one night and had a little bit too much wine. And he says, "Erin, you are so good at taking pictures. Maybe you should start a business."
Sure.
I went home that night and I opened up Facebook. This was exactly 12 years ago. And I made a post and I said, "I'm starting a business." And the next morning I woke up to 5 emails and I never looked back.
Okay, I got to ask. I got to go back to the basic, like, beginning questions. Did you always have this level of gumption and self-assuredness and self-confidence? Did you always trust your intuition to this level? And if not, then was it that moment? Was it that epiphany that switched it? What happened to get you to that point?
I honestly think that I'm a person who doesn't overthink things. And I think that a lot of power comes from not overthinking it and just doing it.
Hey, listen, Erin, if you could bottle that up and sell it, you'd be a kajillionaire, really, because that's the, anybody out there, tell me if I'm wrong on that. Overthinking is the thing that just stifles creativity. It stifles improvement. It stifles expansion. But we get in our heads so much. And a lot of it has to do, obviously, with the fact that a lot of the stuff swimming through our heads is not even our stuff. It comes from other people and it comes from family and it comes from expectations. And then we're battling with all that at the same time, trying to figure our own stuff out. It's just nuts. Yeah.
You just need to worry about yourself. You need to put the blinders on, not overthink it, and just do it. And you're going to stumble and things are going to go wrong and you just keep going.
With all of that going on and with that epiphany that happens, usually the big question after something like that happens in somebody's life is, what do you do first? Because you realize at that moment, when the electricity goes out of the house, and all of a sudden I have to make changes.
Yeah.
So the big $1 million question is, where do you start? And how did you go through that process in terms of where to start first?
You make a phone call and you get it out of your head and you get it out of your mouth and you ask for help. So I called my mom and I said, "I think that this is what I need to do." And then so you have to call your most supportive person. That's who isn't going to judge you. So please, my message to everybody is to have a person.
At least one. You got to have it.
You do. And be smart about who you talk to about dreams that you have or problems that you're struggling with. Because if you go to the wrong person, they're just going to mess you up more in your head, right? They're going to be judging you or naysaying what you think you should do. It's really important to have a person who just holds you up and listens, maybe gives their 2 cents and says, "Go for it. I'm here for you if you fall."
And that brings up a really good question. The question is, how do you know? How do you know you got somebody like that in your life? How do you know that person is the person that's going to be the perfect tribe member, the perfect supporter for you?
It comes back to intuition. I think you exactly. just know. It's about trusting your gut.
And how it comes full circle with that. Yeah. So when I asked you, what do you want to do first? The first thing you said was, "I need to move." And so I want to go back to the question of when you did pick up and you talked to your mom and you said, "I've got to, you know, move." What was it about moving your location that was such a big deal? If you can share that, if you'd like.
My now husband, he was majorly a part of my life in Chicago where I was. And to me, there was no hope for us. And that's part of the longer story. So I said, I have to remove myself from this situation. Also, I need a completely fresh start. Mm-hmm. I need to wipe my hands. I need to walk away. I need to go and just fresh start it.
How long did you, in your gut, in your kind of know that you needed to do that versus how long it took to get to the point where you're like, "All right, this has got to happen"? Was it a long process?
I mean, I can tell you, that's interesting. I can tell you that it was like a year before, and then I suffered through it for about 6 months. And then that last 6 months, I was really miserable.
What was the shift in that 6 month period? Did you finally understand that was the reason and you had to move and you really don't have a choice? And you're like, "Okay, I know I don't have a choice, but I'm not ready."
No, it didn't happen throughout the whole 6 months. It was just like misery. And then it was like, okay, maybe a little journal writing, like really trying to get in touch with what is exactly going on, being honest with yourself, doing a lot of reflection, and then being like, okay, I am in love with this person who doesn't know, and I can't tell him right now. Mm-hmm. I'm working too much. I have to make a major change because here I am at 27 and people are starting to get married and I'm just in this place. And I said, okay, it's fine.
27, late 20s, early 30s, the quarter life crisis, the interview that I had prior to this, she is older. And we were talking about going through that transition period to where you finally, whatever you started with, because it was new and interesting, you were just breaking into the new job or the new or the relationship, expectations start to pile up and you start to think, I am not where I should be or I'd feel to be. Now, was that move, was the misery, was it because you weren't being true to your intuition? Is that, was your intuition honed at that point or did that happen later?
I think the intuition got me to know that I needed to move and start fresh. But no, I was still really young. I think as I got older and wiser, the intuition just kept getting stronger and stronger.
That being the case, you could still have a strong intuition and not trust it, right? Because there's a lot of women that don't trust. Yeah. Did you trust it from the beginning? What was the process of getting to the point where you're finally like, okay, this is what I should be listening to? Because once you get tuned into it and you trust it, it's like truth serum. It absolutely has this level of clarity and understanding that gives you incredible levels of awareness and guidance.
Looking back, it was always there and I did act on it and by doing little things, but I think maturity, I think that experience just kept honing it more and more. My intuition and my plan, my action saved my life. In 2021, I was on my way to work. I was walking out to my car and my foot just turned. I broke my foot. I went to the session. I shot my session on a broken foot. Took myself to the ER. They casted me and said, don't walk. You're laid up. Now, when, as a mother of four teenagers, and I own my own business at this point, my photography business, I am on the go nonstop. When am I ever laying on the couch watching TV? Literally never. Right. I'm not a big TV watcher to begin with. Mm-hmm. Here I am binge watching Billy Good Castle Show. I can't remember what it's called, but
Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Downton Abbey's awesome. Yeah.
I was binge watching it. Uh-huh. And I had an itch on my abdomen and I went and I itched my stomach. So I go to the other side and I itch the other side and I think, okay, this side's normal. And then I go back and I'm like, that feels like a bump. So I go about my day every morning for the next week, my eyes open and immediately my hand goes straight to my stomach. Something was telling me, put your hand there, scared of it. I was like, what is this? And I'd give it a little bit more pressure. Now we're on like day four and I dug in really hard and I like gasped with pain. And I said, oh, this is weird. We were supposed to take my youngest son to camp, his first camp. Most women would say, I have to take my son to camp. I can't worry about this. He's going to camp. He's not packed. I said, Kenny, you have to take Sam to camp. I have to go to the emergency room. Mm-hmm. So I wobbled into the emergency room on my broken foot. And within hours, I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Oh my God.
And I caught it early. Thank God. If I wasn't laid up on the couch with a broken foot, I would not have caught it, Tony, because the symptoms are they're sneaky symptoms. They're symptoms that can get mixed in with being perimenopausal or having a UTI or just your hormones. And I got diagnosed at stage 1A, and I feel like it's such a gift. My intuition and my action absolutely had everything to do with being diagnosed so early. And since then, I never looked back on that intuition. Now I am like so incredibly in tune in everything that I do, even in something as simple as what should we do this weekend? And I'm just like, I feel like we need to do this. Something as simple as a daily activity.
I think that brings up such an amazing point. Stuff happens to us a lot that we're not cool with and it's not great. And breaking your foot was one of those, this is not cool at all. And now I'm on the couch. And it probably is somebody who works as much as you do and as hard as you do, and you have your own business and a bunch of teenagers are probably like, this is driving me nuts. It's a matter of accepting your circumstances and actually letting go of the rock that it's beating you up. The river's beating you against the rock and it's beating the crap out of you. If you let go of that and just go with whatever the flow is taking you, the flow of the universe, it allowed you to have the space to become aware of that issue.
Yeah.
You could have easily have sat on that couch and been a woe is me on your foot. And just sat there and focused on that. If you were focused on just your foot and the fact that your foot was broken, there's a good chance you may not have picked up on that. But the fact that you let that go, and then you trusted that intuitive force to come to the surface and to give you that essence and that warning to do what you needed to do to explore, because it all comes down to awareness. Given where you're at now and the fact that, do you have any girl teenagers?
I have two girl teenagers.
And you have, and you also deal with younger women, I would assume, photography wise, they come in and you shoot and stuff. Is there ever a situation to where, especially in photo shoots or as a mom, where you feel as though they're in their head or they're overthinking or they're not trusting their gut on stuff, and you're sitting there going, hello, what is it that you do as either a mom or a photographer with your clients to get them to start to have that level of awareness?
First of all, I can't even tell you how many people second guess themselves, don't know how wonderful they are, put themselves down, are in their own head. It's some of my most wonderful clients who are so talented. They're saying, oh, unsure of things, or saying, oh, it's not that great. And I'm like, this is. Especially my teenagers, my older daughter, you could tell she's starting to really wise up to what it's all about, and she's getting it. Mm-hmm. I think she'll be okay. My other daughter's 16 and is in the thick of it. And I just, when she says things like, you know, I'm going to be late for lacrosse practice, and it's so embarrassing. And I say, here's the thing, honey, no one else is thinking about you. Everyone's just thinking about themselves. You might walk in and they might glance at you, and that's it. It's just a glance. They're not thinking, she's late. I can't believe she's late. This is so weird. It's just a glance. And they go on. They're in their own head. With my teenagers, I really try to give them power. I try really hard not to say, I'm so proud of you. I try really hard to say, I hope you're proud of yourself. Mm-hmm. Having them own that.
I love
that.
It's not about how I think.
It's, what do you think? I hope you're proud of yourself. What do you think about this?
It's so empowering. It's such a beautiful sentiment. So the big question I have for you as we wrap this up, as a professional photographer that's photographed thousands of people, from a professional photographer's perspective, what does confidence look like in a person?
It looks like great eye contact. It looks like just a really nice rapport back and forth. Not a lot of small talk. Just, hey, we're here on this earth together. What's up? It looks like everyone's going to be a little unsure in front of the camera, including me. I'm like frightened of it too. But owning it and just being like, just tell me what to do. And saying, oh God, I feel so uncomfortable right now. Tell me what to do. Instead of being nervous and not saying anything, and then it just gets all that more awkward. Warmth. I mean, to me, somebody who is warm and genuine has loads of confidence.
I think that's perfect. I think genuine is really the essence of true confidence. The thing I speak about and write about and talk, do everything about, the true essence of confidence is just the understanding of who you are as an individual, whole and complete. And you have your special you to offer, and you're cool with that. And you're also cool with not knowing everything. And you're okay with just occupying this space on this planet and being the best person that you can be and giving where you can give. As a photographer, I think you have to realize this, because all photographers do, the camera sees so much and it can bring out so much in somebody. As a psychologist, I can look at pictures and say, oh, they're having a horrible time. or this person is forcing this, or this person is just beaming right now.
Yeah.
It comes out so clearly in photographs. And that's one of the talents that you guys have as professional photographers, is you can get people to get into that mindset. Exactly. And that's such a huge thing. And I think that understanding that you can get there without having somebody else sit there and go, okay, you're okay, be great, you're fantastic. There is a way to get there. What would you say in terms of somebody like kind of giving themselves a little mantra in their head at any time, not taking pictures, but at any time of the day, just to get themselves set, just how you would set or reset your clients to get them comfortable and okay in front of the camera so all of that can come out?
Sometimes I like to say, just dig deep. It's in you. Let's get that out of you. I like to tell them how wonderful they are, and making sure that they know what they've done should be celebrated and that they're awesome. Giving them that little bit of confidence, giving them a permission to celebrate it, and then making sure that smile goes to their eyes. Come on, let's get that smile all the way up. And also being like, hey, just take a minute and think about something that you love. Think about a moment that you love, a time that you've had, or somebody that you love, and just think about them and connect to that. And we've got this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's putting yourself in the right mindset is what I'm hearing, right? In terms of thinking that. Also, I think you hit a nail on the head. I think it's giving yourself permission. Yeah. That's the essence. And you can do that at any time. People don't give themselves the permission to be them. They just don't. They think that they have to wear the masks. They think that they have to be a certain way. They think they have to act or fit in a certain way instead of just being themselves and then letting everything else form around that. Mm. Because it's okay. As long as yourself isn't this narcissistic jerk who is looking just to Machiavelli through life and just be all about themselves. Mm. It's about just being a part of a system, a part of a team, and doing the best you can for not only for yourself, but for other people as well. And if you have that mindset, which I got to be honest with you, most of my clients are very good people. They're very good women. They're very empowered. They don't realize it. And they just want to get to that gear to where they can take the pressure off and just be okay with being them. And it's unfortunate that it takes so much just to be yourself, because a lot of them say, I don't even know who myself is. You do, actually.
You do.
You've been talked out of knowing who you are, because second-guessing creates a social media. Second-guessing creates the back basis of advertising. It's a basis of sales, the economy. But if you just allow yourself to be empowered and give yourself permission just to be you and be okay with not knowing everything, or to be okay with being a little uncomfortable. And like you said, owning it. When you talked about them saying, I am a little uncomfortable, I am a little scared. That's taking that huge power of vulnerability and using that. Once you do that, God, the pressure's off, isn't it? You probably see that. You can probably even see that in their body.
Yes.
They just kind of let it go. Aaron, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And such great insights. Again, photographers, I would say that anybody, if you go to a photographer, talk to them like a bartender or a therapist, because they know their stuff, man. It's unbelievable how insightful you guys are. So where can somebody go to your site and to see your stuff, or even book you? Where are you out of right now? Are you still in the Bay? Are you back in Chicago?
Yeah.
So if you are back in Chicago, or just to see your stuff, or just to get a hold of me.
So on Instagram, just my name, Aaron Conrath. And then my website is aaronconrath.com. If you ever wanted to book me for, I do interiors, branding, or families. And I have a course in the works that I'm really excited about, Tony. I am creating a course targeted to moms who were once where I was with their younger kids and who are looking for an outlet. I am creating a course to empower them to elevate their picture taking of their kids. It's simple. It's just some tips and tricks to make your pictures super awesome and strong and fun. You just need to use your iPhone. And that's in the works for end of 2023.
Oh my God, I love that. And you got to keep me up on that because I will totally throw that out there when it's ready to go. To me at TonyDufresne.com or TheConfidenceDoc.com because nobody can spell my name. It's really weird. And again, it's one of those things where you try to self-brand, but then when you self-brand and you got some funky name, nobody can spell it. Yeah. So I have to, I got to do something else. I don't have a fun name like Aaron Conrath. How easy is that? So you can go to those. I have the ebook out now that it's the Transform Your Life, True Confidence for Women. It is cheaper than a venti pumpkin spice latte and a cake pop. So seriously, do you want 750 empty calories or do you want to learn something? So it's the same price, $7. That's it. You just do that. Anything else, you can get a hold of me at tony@theconfidencedoc.com. Again, I hope things are great. Thanks for joining us this week and I will see you next week. Bye.